are on Roosevelt Radio, WRBC, The Blaze. Are you inspired? With Dan the Man.
I am.
You're Dan the Man. Who you are?
Dan the Man.
With Dan the Man. Are you inspired? Are you inspired? Yeah, yeah. Are you inspired with Dan?
Hello, everybody, and good afternoon. My name is Daniel, and this is All You Inspired here on WRBC, The Blaze of Roosevelt University here in Chicago. And it's currently 3 o'clock on Friday, March 25th, 2011. I was about to say Dylan 10, but that's a different year, past year. Today on All You Inspired, we are so happy and honored to welcome Paul Davis and Justin Combs from the Jacob's Well Experience. Paul and Justin are Catholic husbands and fathers who love to share the faith through music. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Dan. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Yes. So why don't we go right into beginning? And by the way, everyone, you can visit the blog for the show at allyouinspiredshow.blogspot.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, inspiredshow.blogspot.com. Well, we've got, in addition to the station stream, we've got a live in-studio cam. If you're curious to what we look like, not creepily, but still, may be curious to know what we look like.
Or you may not be.
Yeah, if you are not, then just go to wrbc.fm and just listen there or listen on your iPhone. So, why don't we begin by having you guys introduce yourself and tell our listeners just a little bit about yourselves.
My name is Paul Davis. I am just one half of the Jacob's Well Experience here. I am a husband to an awesome wife, and I have three beautiful little girls, 5, 3, and 1, and I've got my fourth gift on the way due in May, so that's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm a youth minister full-time, and, you know, I love music and being able to participate in this ministry.
Awesome.
And I'm Justin Combs. Like Paul, I'm a father, husband. I have two little boys. One is 1 year old, and the other is 2 and a half. I teach second and third grade at a small Catholic school in a rural town in Ohio, and love to play music. Been playing music for, I don't know, about 15, 16 years now, and just am blessed to be able to share my faith through through the music.
Yeah, yeah. We need. So for those of our listeners, I'm sure some of our listeners out there know who about your band and ministry, but for those listeners who may not be beyond knowing about great music such as your band's, can you tell us, what is the Jacob's Well Experience?
Well, you're going to let me handle this? Well, you know, Paul and I...
With the look you gave me, I thought I should.
Well, you know, obviously, we're just two guys who have a strong faith, and we love to share it with people. Obviously, Paul and I, we're both ministers in our day jobs. He's a youth minister, I'm a teacher. And we both play and love music. So when we started playing music together, we wanted to share our faith and most importantly, our Catholic faith, because that's our identity. And we want to make sure that, you know, through all the music that we play, that we're staying true to our own Catholic identity.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. So when I should have won this before the show started, but when did you guys begin playing music together?
Wow, that was
6 or 7 years ago, wasn't it?
2004, I believe.
7 years ago.
Yeah, so,
7.
Yeah.
7.
Our math adds up.
So you guys just passed the math test of today's show.
All right.
So when did your ministry start? did stuff the same time that you guys started playing music together.
Actually, that was the purpose that we got together to play music. We were working on a conference for high school kids, charismatic conference, and Paul and I had never met each other, and we were brought together by a guy. He knew that both of us played music, so we were on this board to put this conference together. And Paul and I, we met, and we were going to be the music guys, so we started a band. It was from Paul's youth group then. Back in 2004, did we say?
Somewhere around there.
Had some kids from his youth group playing some instruments with us, and Paul and I were leading them, and it was really good. It was fun. The conference was called Youth Renewal Day.
Yeah.
And so the band that we started, we happily named Youth Renewal Band, not expecting really anything to come from what we were doing. We were going to play for this day and then just move on with our lives. Yeah. But I don't know what happened. Evidently, Paul and I became friends somewhere around there.
Somehow, we're not sure where we went wrong there, but somehow we became friends, and it's all divine, that's for sure. I mean, God has had his hand in every Definitely. Part of this, and been inspiring us along the way, and just encouraging us to continue and giving us the opportunities to do so.
Definitely. So, where did the name of your band come from, and can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with your band's name?
The name of our band came from my wife, mainly. She had the initial idea. She said, you guys should name yourselves Jacob's Well. And we were like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, we really like that. And, we did a little looking into Jacob's Well, and it turns out that someone else had already used that name, so we had to find a new name. So we looked really long and hard to find a new name and decided to go with The Jacob's Well Experience. So, we kind of added a little bit on there. And
But it still hadn't – it has a meaning, though.
Yes. Go ahead and explain that meaning for us.
All right. I can do that. So we were thinking about, we wanted a biblical name. And when Paul's wife came up with Jacob's Well, we were thinking about that story in the Bible where the Samaritan woman was sitting at the well and Jesus came up and sat with her and talked with her, which was, crossing the lines at that time, because a Jewish man shouldn't be talking to a Samaritan woman, especially drinking out of the same well as they would. But that experience that she had there with him, that life-changing, life-altering experience through Jesus, knowing everything about her, and when she was done talking with him, she went back and she talked to her friends like, this man, he was amazing, and her life was changed after that. Yeah. And we hope to maybe help to cause some type of change, help the spirit move into someone, through our music. So we hope that someone has an experience. We hope to help that spirit move and have an experience like that woman did at Jacob's Well. Would you like to add anything, Paul?
No, I think you were right on. I mean, yeah, we just wanted to, that whole experience, that was a powerful experience, and hopefully God's able to work through us and through the music that we write to move in someone else's life. And,
were you going to ask someone?
I was just going to say, speaking of names, while we were in the commons area back there, I was starting to play the guitar, warming up, and I said, I realized why it's RU Inspired with the letters RU.
Yeah.
Roosevelt University. Paul's like, I just figured that out too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
In case you were wondering out there, that's why it's RU, because this is Roosevelt University.
Yeah. And I've got a small story to kind of share with your name. My family has some friends. We used to go to the same parish together, but they now go to another parish that's down the road from ours. And he cantos in mass, and he used to have a small band. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him about the show today, And he said that his band, I think, used to be called Jacob's Well or something similar to you guys. So,
it's a cool name. So, yeah. If you're starting a band, go with Jacob's Well.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Well, except Dan and Kyle.
Yeah,
They went on with a whole different. But yeah. But the cool name is to go with something that that is biblical. So, very good. Right before we go into a first break, can you tell us about what's the meaning behind the Jacob's Well experience?
Well, I guess what we want to do is be able to play music at different conferences and different venues, wherever, to just help draw people into a deeper worship, draw people into, you know, maybe just an experience with Jesus, with our Lord, that just inspires them to continue on their faith journey.
Yeah.
Draw people to Christ.
Yeah.
Simple.
Very good. So, on that note, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, you guys will get to hear a brand new song from the Jacob's Well Experience. We have the opportunity to so what I'm looking for, and you guys get the opportunity to hear it. First, this is the first time you guys will be performing.
First time we're performing any these songs today live.
Live, awesome. So this first song that they're gonna hear is one of the songs you guys have on your website called Fight Song. Can you tell us in just about a minute or less what is what's the meaning behind the song Fight Song and what inspired you guys to write it?
Well, Fight Song is actually inspired, and I can't remember the scripture from the Old Testament, and I can't remember who it was. They were going into a city, into a town, to kind of see what was going on, to kind of come in and take over. And there's this woman who, who was working for God, and she helped to hide them, and she said, "Can you spare my family?" And he said, "We'll tie this cord on your window, and we will know to pass over your house." So that's kind of a part in the chorus. But the main idea of the song is we can't just sit still. You know, we're in a battle. We need to fight to move forward, to move God's kingdom ahead in this world. And if we're just going to sit around and stand still, it's not going to gain us anything.
Awesome. So on that note, why don't you guys take a listen, and hopefully this song will inspire you to fight forward.
Decisions that I make take me far from you. Help me to turn around and focus on what is true. What is true? I know it's worth it, I know I'll try, and even though I'm weak, I'll stand up for what is right. What is right? I'll rally up your army and tell them that we can fight, or we can move, but standing around won't any ground. We can fight, or we can move. So tie your cord, please help us, Lord. We're fighting this for you. We're fighting this for you. We're fighting this for you. Raise up my hands, reach out for you. Submit myself to what you want me to. What you want me to. that we can fight or we can move, but standing around won't gain us any ground. We can fight or we can move. So tiny cord, please help us, Lord, we're fighting this for you. We can fight or we can move, but standing around won't gain us any ground. We can fight or we can move. So tiny cord, please help us, Lord, we're fighting this for you. We're fighting this for you. I know it's worth it, I know I'll try, and even though I'm weak, I'll stand up for what is right, what is right. I'll rally up your army and tell them that we can fight, or we can move, but standing ground. We can fight, or we can move. So tiny cord, please help us, Lord, we're fighting this for you. 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 Fighting this for you. We're fighting this.
No, you listen to Are You Inspired here on WRBC The Plays. I was at University in Chicago. Last song in the year was called Fight Song with the Jacob Aswell Experience, who we have in studio right hey. Now. And once again, we have Justin and Paul.
Hey.
Hey.
And why don't we, before we get on to the full song that you're going to perform live right now, flush for our audience, listening audience. Today is the Feast of the Annunciation.
Correct?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Absolutely correct. It's a celebration day.
It is.
Yeah.
A
solemnity.
Yes. Can you share with the listeners a little bit, for those listeners who may not be Catholic or Christian, what is this feast all about?
Well, the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that, Jesus was going to be with her and that she was going to be the mother of God. And so we celebrate today, even though it is Lent, because if there hadn't been the Annunciation, we wouldn't have Lent. So it's a party day.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. And I just pulled up from New Advent. I don't know if you guys have heard of this website. It's kind of like in a Catholic encyclopedia. and so they have here, I can read this with the mic in front of my face. The Feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary is related to Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. The evangelist tells us that in the sixth month of the conception of Saint John the Baptist by Elizabeth, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the Virgin Mary, like you said. So nothing I need to really add on that. Last Sunday at my church, our pastor had said that because of today's feast, that you are allowed to eat meat today, and that's the first time that I've ever heard of that. Have you guys heard that?
Since it's a solemnity, a high feast day, that and during Lent. As Paul said, like a celebration day, like Sundays. I was listening to something. Every Sunday's a solemnity.
Yeah,
it's the day that
celebration, So
right, we celebrate. You know, the day that the Lord rose. You know,
yeah.
So it's a celebration day. You know, you're not supposed to be gloomy on this day. I mean,
yeah.
All the rest of the days of the week,
you can be gloomy.
Yeah. That's not exactly what I was going to say, but
I thought that's where you were going.
I guess we can't read each other's minds.
we're not necessarily supposed to be gloomy during Lent. Oh, you know, it's a time to be joyful that we get to you know, prepare our hearts.
It is
for Easter. You know,
one of my favorite times of our liturgical calendar.
Absolutely,
it's a great time to grow and just you know, it's kind of like it's okay that you're a mess, that you're a sinner, as long as, you know, you're trying to work on it. And so is everyone else around you, which is kind of, you know, you get that solidarity.
Yeah, you get like 40 days a year where you think that at least most of us are working on becoming better people for 40 days.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's a good start.
And hopefully it doesn't end at Easter. Hopefully it continues.
Right. And if we practice for 40 days, I mean, you know, building our day is a lot easier, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Going back on the Chakio Tumo, the interview, because I just wanted to bring that up because I didn't plan on having you come in on the CC. It just
happened.
It just happened. It was maybe God just you know, said this is the day that the show, that the special guest show should be. So the first song that you guys have, can you tell us a little bit about the name of this and what inspired you guys to write it?
The song is called Forlorn. And there's a lot.
Speaking of gloomy, right?
Yeah, speaking of gloomy, it's Lent, Forlorn. Yeah. No, I mean, the song is pretty much inspired by, I think, you know, the trials that most people face in their lives. You know, we all face trials, whether we think we do or not. I mean, but, you know, we're facing trials and tribulation. And sometimes, you know, we're like, you know, God, where are you? You know, like, you know, and we, of course we know that he's there, you know, carrying us along and, you know, holding us up. But, you know, this is just that song, this, you know, and it almost has, in the first line, you know, it's almost like when Jesus was hanging on the cross. And he said, you know, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, and...
Yeah.
So, I guess the song is fitting perfect for Lent, so I'm kind of enjoying that. And
But yet it does, it shows that there's hope.
Right, you know, definitely.
It does.
Definitely. So, you know, this song has gone through a lot of different changes, and it's been a long process of the lyrics to the music, to changing the style of the music, to just kind of changing it, you know, all around. And I think we finally got it to the point where we're pretty happy with the way it's coming around.
Yeah. I like it. You want to play it for him?
Yeah.
Would you like us to play it?
Yes. Yeah. I think I was, because, I mean, it would be in a only April Fool's joke if you guys were talking about it and all of a sudden, sorry. So, let me turn it down. why don't we just go right into this song? It's called Forlorn.
Forlorn.
Okay. Well, you good?
So forlorn, and can't you see what's in my soul? You got the power to make me whole. My heart cries out for you to hear. Let me know that you are near. God, you're all I need. Won't you come to me and make me whole? Come make me whole.
I'm praying that you will be done. Where is it that I'm going wrong? What are these trials you put me through? What am I supposed to do? Give me your eyes so I can see what it is you ask of me. God, you're all I need. Won't you come to me and make me whole? Come make me whole. And he said, hold on, son, there is hope. I'm not done with. Help me to trust in your mercy, and I'll do what you ask of me. I'll do it all for you, my Lord, as you for me your life I'll pour. Your grace, my Lord, will pull me through, giving all I have to you. God, you're all I need. Won't you come to me and make me whole? Come make me whole. Come make me whole. God, you're all I need. Won't you come to me? Come make me whole.
Awesome. Thank you. That was a great song. Let the listeners get into more the spirit of Lent. With the feast today...
Not so much today. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Hopefully, you guys will tomorrow and the rest of the less than 40 days. I'm not going to try to do math on the show today. You guys pass the test, but so why don't we let you guys get catch your breath as we go into our next break. And when we come back, you guys will get to hear more about, not you guys, because you guys will share with us, our listeners, you as in you, the listener. Listeners will get to hear more about what type of music Paul and Justin and Paul played, and what type of groups they ministered to, where they have traveled, and... purpose of writing and playing for the different groups. So listeners, you guys will get to enjoy this next break, and
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. So, next song is by Popo. It's called Teeth Big and the Party on the Mountain. So, we'll be... You're listening to Are You Inspired here on WRBC The Blaze at Roosevelt University in Chicago. And today's guests are Paul Davis and Justin Combs from the Jacob's Well Experience. Thinking it's a chance to look at the listener stats. So we'd like to...
if you're the person that does not know where you are, we really hope you find yourself at the unknown location.
Yes. We have a listener, well, listeners in Troy, Michigan. Paul, you said that you might know.
Oh, yeah. If Kyle's listening, I'll say hi to Kyle.
Hey.
Kyle and all their kids and Paul and whoever else might be in Troy, Michigan.
You're waving, but...
I'm waving because I'm on radio.
On Ustream.
On Ustream, yes.
But if they're listening through the station and they don't have the video up... Yeah.
She knows I waved at her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That'll be good. Okay.
We have proof, too.
Yeah, we have proof. Okay. But not the first beginning part of the show. We have about, it's only 34 minutes past the hour, so we've got about 25 minutes left in today's show, so we're going to get moving on. We're going to move into more about your music. What type of music do you guys play in the groups that you guys perform and minister to?
Well, we play a lot of praise and worship music. That's kind of one of our fortes. We play for youth groups, young adult groups. We like to, we try to get into conferences, things like that, play at parishes for Mass. One of our favorite things to play for is Eucharistic Adoration. And, there we play music that's you know, stuff that can help you draw closer in the worship with Christ. You know, and you've heard some of the music if you've been listening, some of the stuff. Obviously, our pre-recorded material, we had a studio band playing with us, so
yeah.
You get a full rock type sound. But
yeah.
Usually it's just Paul and I playing our acoustic guitars like this.
Yeah. So, so what are some of the different music projects that you guys have worked on and where have you traveled to? Who have you ministered with? And
well,
yeah.
This is a little known fact for myself. I've known it all my life since it happened. But when I was in high school, I was in a band called Banana Farmers, and actually Paul and I were listening to some of that stuff. Right here. That was my very first project ever. But since Paul and I met, like we said before, we started the band called Youth Renewal Band, and.
And
went through a few changes. We were that for a while, but now it's just Paul and I, as the Jacob's Well Experience. Actually, we're fairly new yet, aren't we?
We are fairly new. I mean, our big debut was like last August. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, ever since then, it's you know, just kind of trying to get our name out there a little bit more, and you know, really just. Play wherever it is that God is calling us to go and minister, and wherever that is, then that's great. And you know, He knows that we have families, so if we need some time off, then you know, we're okay with that too.
Yeah, awesome. That's probably one of the most powerful reasons to do something that. For working for God is that he allows you if you need to take the time off, you can take time off. He's probably the best boss to.
Yeah, he's a pretty good boss. Yeah, I'm cool with it. And I hear the retirement is great. So,
yeah.
Did you just come up with that, Paul?
I think I hear the pensions. You know, the pensions not so much, but the retirement is pretty good. Yeah. The retirement home is pretty cool. So,
yeah.
No, it's great. I mean, and just
have you visited the retirement home?
I haven't. I hear things. I hear good things about it.
That's good. Okay.
Okay. He's been close.
Close.
Not as close as you.
So,
I don't know what that meant. Let's
yeah, moving right along. We've got we're gonna go right into a break pretty soon because we have to move along with today's show. What's the purpose of writing and playing music for the different groups that you guys have played for?
Well, you know. As the Jacob's Well Experience, we have actually, it was just like last year that we started writing music together. And, you know, for myself, I felt a call to write music for a long time. It's, you know, there's not songs out there that really say what I want or maybe in the way that I want to say it. But it's just sharing my own faith and my personal thoughts and my personal story in a way in a lot of my music.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I like to, like with Fight Song, I like to tie it in with some scripture, you know, to give it a solid type of foundation and some background.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I mean, I've only been writing music maybe for slightly over a year. I mean, I wrote that first song, you know, with Justin over the phone 2 to 3 weeks before we headed down to the studio to record it, you know. So
yeah.
I haven't been writing music that long, but now that I'm getting into it and you know, I get thoughts, you know, or whatnot that I like to write down and kind of keep like track of different ideas that could possibly be used for songs. And, you know, I just kind of want to let God lead me in whatever it is that He's sent me and He wants me to say in music.
So. Yeah, awesome. I would like to go more on with this conversation, but we do have some more show for you guys. you, the listeners, we like to encourage you, and if you are on Twitter, to tweet us with any questions and comments during the show. You can tweet us at twitter.com/RUinspired. That's the letter R, the letter U, inspired. Go ahead and tweet us at RUinspired. And the next song you will hear is called Forgiven from the Jacob's Well Experience. This is pre-recorded. They are not playing this song right now live.
There's not enough room for the whole band in here.
So. No, no, there isn't. So...
I'm sorry, this is not how I planned it. This is not how I wanted it to be. But now I cannot change it. I can't make it what it was supposed to be. But I can stand here and make my excuses. I can lie, but it wouldn't be right. I can try to run away from what happened. Pack all my things and be out by tonight. Then I'd be troubled with the burden I've given you. I should just stand up and face it. Ask for forgiveness and try to make it right. I have been forgiven. Talked with God tonight. I have been forgiven. All my sins reconciled. I know my God is so amazing. How He loves me. Have changed between us, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can try to forget what has happened, let all these things just slip away. Then we'd be free of all the troubles that we had. We should just stand up and face it. Ask for forgiveness and try to make it right. We'll be right back.
you listen to Are You Inspired on WRBC, The Blaze, the voice of our university here in Chicago. Today's guests are Paul Davis and Justin Combs from the Jacob's Well Experience. And my name, I hope you guys will know the host of the show, Dan.
Everyone, this is Dan.
Pod Man Dan, if you know me online. Actually, when I was at the CENMC in Boston, I don't know if you guys know who Kevin Jeff is. He hosts Catholic Weekend and Catholic Pilot. When we ran into each other in the lobby of the hotel, he said, Pie Man Dan. That's a side note. So it's kind of funny how you kind of quit your own nickname online.
Yeah.
People know you. Coming up right now, we've got another new song. That you guys are going to be performing for us. Can you guys tell us what the name of this is and what inspired you to write it and kind of the meaning behind the words of the song?
And this song is called "The Burning," and again, kind of rooted in scripture. I was listening to Catholic radio in Toledo, Ohio, and they were talking about the road to Emmaus, where shortly after Jesus' death. These guys were walking, and they came across this man. They didn't know who he was, but he started walking with them. They were talking, and it wasn't until they got to their house and they invited him to come in, and Jesus broke bread with them that they realized who it was, and then he disappeared. But these guys, they said, you know, "Were not our hearts burning within us? Did we not? How could we not realize that this was Jesus?" So the burning. In the chorus, it says, "My heart burns for you." It's a longing for Jesus. And in the story, The Road to Emmaus, Jesus breaks bread. And it's really, you know, rooted in the Eucharist and actually kind of the Catholic Mass. You'll find some words directly from the Mass in there.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's how we long for Jesus Christ in the Eucharist.
Awesome. So why don't we go right into that song?
Why couldn't I see you there in front of me? You give yourself true sacrifice for me. I am just a sinner here, and you know I'm not worthy. Only say the word and I will be healed. 'Cause my heart burns for you, and my heart burns for you. And no water can extinguish this fire in my heart, 'cause my heart, it burns for you. Yes, my heart, it burns for you. Why didn't I recognize? Why couldn't I see you there in front of me? You give yourself true sacrifice for me. Now you stand before me, broken in body, drawing me close to you. And my heart burns for you. It's my heart burns for you. And no water can extinguish this fire in my heart, 'cause my heart, it burns for you. Yes, my heart, it burns for you.
stand before me, broken in body, drawing me close to you. When my heart burns for you, 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 and no water can extinguish this fire in my heart, 'cause my heart
my heart. Really nice, really nice. So, moving right along, because we have less than 10 minutes left in today's show. Time's been moving by fast.
Yes, it has been.
What inspires both of you guys? In I'm gonna don't want to give you guys a time limit, but I'm gonna have to for the sake of time for the show. In a minute or so, for both of you guys, what inspires you to write it and perform your music, as well as at the same time, what inspires your the ministry through your band?
I think I can make this pretty simple. I'm inspired by Jesus Christ and the way that He laid down His life for His friends, the way that you know, He laid down His life for us. I'm inspired by just this ability to give back to my church, to give back to my faith, to give back to God.
Awesome.
And that's what motivates me and moves me.
Awesome. So, Justin?
For me, the same thing. It's Christ. He inspires me. I really just feel a calling, you know, to be playing music. And, you know, past that, my boys, they really inspire me too. I have my oldest son, he loves to play music. I let him carry around my ukulele and mandolin, and I have a snare drum. And that just seeing him play the instruments and singing the songs, like The Burning, he'll just sing it on his own. You'll just hear him say, "My heart burns for you," and it just like it makes me so happy. You know, it makes me want to play more and more and thank God for the gift of my family.
Yeah, awesome. So we're going to actually take. We're going to take a break, but we're going to move right along just for the sake of time. What's the purpose of your ministry and band/ministry? What's the whole purpose for having the Jacob's Well experience?
I think our purpose is mainly just to draw people into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And, you know, if they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, hopefully that, you know, we can help foster that. And if they do have a relationship, then hopefully we can draw them into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ through the music that we play, through what we do, through our ministry.
Awesome. So we have about 6 minutes left in the show, and I hope all of you listening are inspired, because I want to ask you, are you inspired and uplifted by today's show and by having Paul and Justin on the show? We plenty of time for one more song for you guys to perform live before we have a couple last minute questions at the end of the show. And I'd like to remind our listeners, you can visit our blog at allyouinspiredshow.blogspot.com. That's letter all, the letter U, inspiredshow.blogspot.com. And you can tweet us at twitter.com/allyouinspired. That's letter all, letter U, inspired. Feel free to tweet us at any time with your feedback and comments. And So what's the next? I didn't give you guys that much time to prepare for the next song, but what's another brand new song that our listeners can be uplifted and inspired from?
It's called "What Can I Do for You," and I think the lyrics pretty much speak for themselves. But it's just one of those you know, we've been given so much. God's done so much for us. You know, like, what can we do? So we'll just move right into that.
Yeah, awesome. So why don't we move? Why don't he was, what can I do from?
What can I do for you?
What can I do for you? You're listening to Are You Inspired on your WRBC The Place. I was about University in Chicago, and today, Gus, live in studio, Gus is Paul Davis and Justin Combs from the Jacob's Well Experience. Awesome song.
Thank you.
It was very inspiring and uplifting. It's only 4:01 at the top of the hour, but since we don't have that many restrictions in going over time, and with as interim station director, I
you've got the power.
I've got the yeah. Hopefully it doesn't get me in trouble. I don't think it would, but on that note, because today's Feast Day is the
Annunciation.
If you guys have heard of San Jose Maria Escrivá?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. He was my confirmation saint, and back when I was in high school, they had activities for boys. It was in a small Opus Dei Center.
Yeah.
It's all over the country, but they've got some here in the Chicagoland area.
Right.
So I find a lot of inspiration from a few of his books. And you listeners can't see the book that I'm holding in my hand right now. But one of his books is called The Way. And I'll let you guys copy down the titles after the show. How have you guys heard of St. Jose Maria?
I mean, I've looked him up online to just see who he is. And yeah. He's definitely one of the saints that I would like to, you know, look further into and,
yeah,
you know, kind of do some reading on. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one of those that I've got in the back of my mind, you know, like, got to read about that.
Yeah. He's the founder of Opus Dei, which, if you guys, if our listeners know about the Da Vinci Code, they've fabricated a bunch of information to put it lightly, but
that's very lightly, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have time to go into that's a whole another show in itself, but what I was going to say is that if you guys have our listeners, if they've been listening to the station, they hold audio of the trailer for There Will Be Dragons. If you guys heard of this new movie, it's coming out on May 6th. I got the opportunity to see a pre-screening of it back in December, and it's a movie. It's called There Will Be Dragons, and it's based on the life of Saint Jose Maria. It portrays the priesthood in a positive light. It's the powerful message of forgiveness in there. It's a really seeing the pre-screening is a great movie. It's coming out on May 6th, I believe it is. So about 6 days after John Paul II is beatified.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, my birthday's May 2nd, so I'm just missing that. Well, he's being beatified May 1st, I think.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I think it's May 1st, yeah.
I think you should celebrate on May 1st.
I should move my birthday to May 1st.
Yes, I think that's pretty easy to do.
I think so. I just some paperwork,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to ask you to waive the mic levels. You got to do that. We'll a little bit over time, but where can our listeners find, because I'm sure all our listeners probably want to find out more with information. I'm sure there's probably some new listeners who haven't heard of you guys before. Any website, social media, Facebook, Twitter, of how our listeners can get connected with you guys?
You can find our website at www.thejacobswellexperience.com. There you can also find our Twitter account, which is on Twitter at thejacobswellexperience.com. You can also find a link to our website on the Are You Inspired blog.
Yes.
Also, if you go to our website, you can download a free digital download of our 3-song EP, which contains Fight Song and Forgiven, which you heard today, and also another song called Praise to the King.
Awesome. Definitely, you guys, if you guys forgot that address. We got links on the blog of this show, allyouinspiredshow.blogspot.com. But I think it's easier if our listeners be nimble with the JacobsWellExperience.com. Pretty simple. So, thank you guys for taking the time to drive all the way out here to Chicago to come on the show.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
And the reason why I had this book in my hand, okay.
You should wave it around so everyone can see it.
Yeah. Well, you see, radio listeners can't see it. Okay, anyways. Are there any closing thoughts that you guys would like to share with our listeners? Any closing thoughts?
Celebrate today, but during this Lent season, draw yourself closer to Christ. Try to make yourself, make some positive changes in your life that are meaningful, that will draw you closer to Christ, help you be the person that God is calling you to be, and then continue it on as we celebrate in Easter. Continue on those things that you're doing to make yourself a stronger person of faith.
Yeah. Right. Christ did so much for us, laying down his life for us that, we don't even have 40 days anymore in Lent. There's 20-some days left probably.
Yeah.
Got to be pretty close to halfway.
And, yeah.
For the last little bit, just do something. Do something, add something, pray more, try to give something up. Just do one little thing for a start, and that's, celebrate Lent and celebrate today.
Yeah, awesome. So on that note, I'd like to end the show with a short meditational, inspirational quote from St. Jose Maria Escrivá. It comes from his book, The Way, and it's on a chapter called Our Lady. And I thought that it was really fitting for today's feast. So it's from point 495. To Jesus we always go, and to him we always return through Mary. So as you guys go out, just reflect on that point from St. Jose Maria Escrivá. You can find out tons more information about him if you just do a Google search on him. I've got somewhere on the blog. I've got links to his where you can find out more information. One of the books that I really recommend that you check out is called The Way by St. Jose Maria Escrivá. So, all just the combined edition of three of his best well known works. So, thank you guys for coming on the show.
And thanks for having us.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for having us.
And thank all of you listening for tuning in to the show. Remember, you can tune in again next Friday. Next Friday, we will actually be broadcasting mobile from our auditorium building, which is 3.5 blocks south. So the show it's not going to be at a regular time. We'll probably be around 2:30 Central Time, which is 3:30 Eastern Time. But I'll be putting up a message up on the blog. Or just follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/areyouinspired, and you can if you follow us there, you can know exactly when I will be live, because next week's show is a little bit off because of our mobile broadcast day. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and our theme song was written by Dan Holmes. I lived on the show last a year ago. You guys, thanks. Have a great Lent, and I hope you guys were all inspired.
Are you inspired? Are you inspired? Here we are on Roosevelt Radio, WRBC, The Blaze. Are you inspired? With Dan the Man.
I am.
You're Dan the Man. Who you are?
Dan the Man.
With Dan the Man. Are you inspired? Are you inspired? Yeah, yeah. Are you inspired with Dan?